Hello, St. Georgians near and far, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, on day 118 of our year of the Bible, and the first day in the first book of Chronicles. Chronicles, originally one single work that had to be divided up onto two scrolls, but it's one continual work. So today is a day where you're reading and you either think to yourself, oh good, a sort of easy day that I can get through without too much trouble. Or you think, you think, why would they write all this down? This is really boring. It's just name after name after name. It's a genealogy. So first of all, it's not supposed to be exciting. That's not the goal here. The goal is to have the genealogy. So something to know about Chronicles. Once we get into Chronicles, there's going to be, after nine chapters of genealogy, stick with it. After nine chapters of genealogy, we're going to get into the story of David and then of Solomon. Now, wait a minute. Haven't we already heard about David and Solomon in 1 and 2 Samuel and their descendants? Why are we going over that again? The reason we're going over it again is because this is not, you know, we have newspapers called the Chronicle, Houston Chronicle, and so forth. The Macon, Georgia Chronicle, not one of the most well-known, but, you know, important. James Brown is from Macon, so why are you looking down on Macon? Anyway, at least I think he's from Macon. The Godfather of Soul, of course. Chronicles is news analysis. It's not news. It's news analysis. It's being told after the it's being written after the return from exile. So at the end of Kings, Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonians take the Israelites. Ransack Jerusalem, burn it to the ground, break down its walls, everything. It's all destroyed. And they go off into captivity. Now we'll hear about captivity from the prophets once we get to them, but we're skipping over all of that and going to the time of the return. The group that returns is diminished. They are sort of bedraggled. They're poor. They're a remnant of what they once were. They come back to a city that, that's ransacked. What does the future hold? There had been a golden age during David and especially during Solomon. What are they going to do now? So keep that in mind when you're reading this. This is a group. This is not a great nation. This is like a tiny group of refugees that are telling the story of their past, and they're telling it in a news analysis kind of way, right? It's sort of history as theology, and that's what it is. And so if you imagine that, bedraggled little refugee group, no military, right? No sort of administrative state. Some certain religious practices have happened in Babylon, have developed while they're in Babylon. And then certain religious practices have risen up in Jerusalem, and they don't match, right? Like they don't match. And so that's going to be a thing. So just remember that it's a little group. It's a little poor, beaten up, vulnerable group that was only released out of the graciousness of King Cyrus. Anyway, and so they're telling that story. And so they have to put, and so the author, which we think might be Ezra the scribe, at least that's a traditional thing, and it very well might be Ezra the scribe writing this. So he's going to write about this. He's writing the news analysis. And so how does he start? He starts by putting this little defeated, vulnerable group into this larger cosmic history, to show that Israel is part of God's story that he has intended from the beginning. So the first word is Adam, right? Adam. And he goes through the Genesis genealogy, right? This is what God was up to. And so he names it. Now, he doesn't name whoever wrote it. He doesn't go through every single family. So you'll name somebody, and if their descendants aren't, you know, terribly important or whatever, maybe you don't go on. You're gonna concentrate on what gets you to Jacob, and you're gonna concentrate on what you get and what gets you to the Levites. But you know, the other ones are named, including the folks that resulted in other ethnic groups, other religions, like the Edomites, like the Amorites, to show that, like, they also have a part in God's story, right? That like, God intended all these things, and one of the things he intended was for Israel to be a light to the nations, even though it's all beaten up right now. But he also intended this other kind of diversity in the world, that they have a place too, which is to say that Israel has a role in this global plan that God has, that they're part of that, that they're part of, and that they have a special role, right? So both things. So we might say, like, oh, you know, this is boring. It's not meant to be exciting. That's not the goal. I mean, it's exciting in its own way. This genealogy is a genealogy to encourage hope, right? To give hope and encouragement to this small group of people. Here's where you guys came from. Here's all the people that are like part of this story. Finally, when you get to chapter 2, here are the sons of Israel. Right? Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Some of those are still around. Most of those are not. Right? But they were nonetheless part of the story. So that's all I have to say right now about that genealogy. There will be more. You know, I always come up with more to say when we go on, because chapter 3 starts with the sons of David, and David and Solomon, David especially, are the stars. David is the star of First Chronicles. So we'll get into that. But anyway, as a sort of introductory note about this book, just know that it is written to the small group of people who are trying to make their way in the world and trying to figure out, has God completely abandoned them? And that's and that's a concern. The city of David, the place where God had promised for his name to dwell, God had said that his name would dwell if they, you know, kept their side of the covenant. Is God still going to be there with them? Do they have a future? Do they have a future? Right? It's not clear. Or could they just be one of those groups that since disappeared? And Ezra and Chronicles is trying to give them this hope. No, there is a future for us. There's a future for us based on the promises that God made and so forth. So off we go in the book of Chronicles. All right, I'll leave it there for today. Let us pray. O God, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful rest of your day. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. More genealogy.